it is time to get you to the American Rodeo in the form and fashion of the Monday game that is known worldwide as
Hankorama's the name of the game.
Because that's the name of the game. It's Hankorama, the game within a game within a game, to get you to the semifinal round out there at Globe Life Field and the concert from Midland after. It is Hankorama. Let's get our contestant, Hank Fan number 9, on the line to begin the proceedings. Good morning, who's this? Hello?
It's Barbecue James.
Oh, crap. I mean, congratulations, yeah. You're Hank Fan number 9. Yay, Barbecue James.
Yeah.
Your temptation station.
What kind of food do you have at your disposal, Barbecue?
Say again?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah. What are you unsheathing a sword back there? What are you doing?
Did you make any ribs this weekend?
Stop it. You know he did.
You know I did.
You know he did.
Yeah, you know I did, Heather.
What kind of ribs?
Made pork ribs.
Yeah.
I sent a picture of the ribs.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the many that sent me pictures of what they were eating all weekend.
Oh, he didn't send me a picture.
Well, you're not fasting.
Well, I know.
You're the smarter one of the two of us, evidently.
That's because I don't want to die.
Okay. You're Hank Fan number 9, Barbecue James. You ready to play Hankorama?
I'm ready to play.
All right. Which game do you want to play? 1, 2, or 3?
Let's do Smarter Than a DJ.
Smarter Than a DJ, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. Three.
Turn to leave the studio right now, and I'll ask you and Heather the same exact question. Barbecue, if you get it right, you immediately win your way to the American. If you get it wrong, hope she gets it wrong. Two wrongs make a right. Or if she gets it right and you get it wrong, then nobody gets any food from here on out. You hear me? You're going to bed without
yes, sir,
a dinner. All right, here is okay. Your question right here. It's all about, well, the art of fasting. Fasting, not eating food, ain't ancient practice spanning millennia, historically used for spiritual purification, religious devotion, and health. When is the first traced act of fasting? How far does it go back? Is it A, 1500 A.D., B, 15 B.C., or C, 1500 B.C.? How far does fasting go back?
Let's say 15 B.C.
Got to go with 15 B.C. All right, that would be B. There's Heather Lee back in studio now. Okay, this is all about fasting.
Aww.
The ancient practice spans millennia. It's used for spiritual purification, okay, religious devotion,
right,
radio bits, and health.
Okay.
It can be traced way back to when its first use. Is it A, 1500 A.D., B, 15 B.C., or C, 1500 B.C.?
I'm going to go with the pre-Mayan period because that is when they didn't have nachos,
right,
or queso or margaritas or so guacamole.
That, what would that be?
Or pico de gallo.
What would that
or
be?
Or salsa.
Would that be 15 B.C.?
I don't know.
1500?
Long time. That's a
BC.
Lot of math. I don't know. Oof.
Both of you got it wrong.
Oh, dang it. But who got nachos? Us.
Nobody.
Right here.
Well, you.
Shoot.
1500 B.C. is the first emergence of fasting.
Wow.
And in fact, even the Greeks, ancient Greek physician Hippocrates, promoted fasting to heal infections and illness. Said it was the physician within.
So, and is he alive today? No.
No, he was a hypocrite.
How did he do?
Because he was eating Hippocrates.
Hippocrates. Whatever it worked.
I'm getting that mental clarity, okay? I don't know how you pronounce it. All
finally,
I know.
Finally getting that mental clarity?
No.
Hello?
Three wrongs. Make a right. Barbecue James, that sent you to the American Rodeo somehow. Somehow.
All right.
That's how it happened.
That was a rough one.
It always is, honey.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.